you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter today at TNT Radio Empire. Craig Evans in the house. Actor Rainn Wilson. Petey Mack will be here. You can download the podcast, Stitcher, iTunes. And tell Alexa to play the show. She's there. And you can get the podcast on Alexa, too. At least go back a month, I believe. Mr. Evans?
Yeah.
Yeah. And sign up for the Deadpool, too, by the way. It's getting close. You know, you got till the end of the year to sign up for Craig's Deadpool. TNTRadioEmpire.com. Craig's Deadpool's right there. Click on that. Give you all the information how to do it.
Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always
for
fun.
All you ghouls.
Fun for the whole family.
But nothing's happening right now. About a week or so. And we're 2 weeks in the Dan Fogelberg season, basically. And
well, we had a run there for a while.
Yeah, we did, but it shut up recently.
It has slowed down a little bit.
I just got the New People magazine that lists everybody that died this year again. And I'm on the hopper reading that the other day, swatting at bats. Mm-hmm. And I forgot that Mary Tyler Moore died. Every year I look at that magazine, or like the In Memoriam when it comes to the Oscars. But mm-hmm. I thought, oh, my God, that's right. We lost Mary Tyler Moore. I forgot about that. Did you forget that one?
Yeah.
I forgot that one.
Every time I
see
it.
I got bummed out. I said, oh, my God, she died. Oh, that's right. She did. Oh,
one of those in memoriams. It's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot that she kicked.
Oh, yeah. She, been a while. There were hundreds of players that had.
Yeah, I do remember. I don't know why I blocked that out.
Maybe but was she in the middle of a bunch of other celebrities dying? That may be why we kind of lost track.
We mentioned her for a flipping week.
I know. I don't know why I forgot that. Maybe I was in denial about her because loved her so much.
We tend to focus forward. We're moving forward on the deaths that
are
coming.
That's true.
Not thinking about the ones that have already happened.
Good point.
No, I just kind of forgot.
Yeah, I did too. I totally forgot that she'd passed away.
We do a lot of deaths every year. It's easy to forget.
I know. I think I was just in denial when it came to Mary Tyler Moore, I guess.
It was on this date in 2012. Very special date. Many observed the day, 12-12-12, for its unique status as the last date in the century with the same number, month, day, and year. Thousands of couples chose the day to get married.
Wasn't that the Incas said we're going to die?
It
was 2012, wasn't it?
It was
the movie's
Mayans.
Called 2012.
Yeah, I think it was the Mayans.
It's the Mayans,
and they did not say that.
Their calendar just ran out of space, and we all just interpreted that was the end of the year.
Yeah.
They ran out.
That some ancient Indians would know exactly.
It was. Other people will say it was just the end of a cycle.
Yeah, or they just ran out of space on their calendar. I read too back in the day.
That was one of
because the movie was called 2012, right? With John Cusack?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad flick. It was disaster movie crap.
Yeah, I think the calendar makers just lost interest.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
because you would believe ancient people have anything to do with the... Oh, sorry.
So, happy anniversary to a lot of people today. Because people got married on this day.
Speaking of marriage, there was a homophobic couple in Australia. Did you read about them? They were actually they were married, and they said if they pass gay marriage in Australia, we're getting divorced. And I don't know if they did or not, but maybe that was his way of getting out of that. He just became all religious.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna let's say we're gonna get divorced if this happens. one of them had an ulterior motive, or they're both horrible people. I'm guessing it was the latter.
It's got nothing to do with me being sick of you. It's because of this.
I'm guessing it was the latter. Screw other people being happy. No, it's just about us.
Within a year, that guy ends up with a dude.
I bet he does, too.
That's what I think.
It was just horrible, horrible people.
No question. Dennis Rodman making good news. He wants to broker peace.
With North Korea again?
Yeah.
This is buddy, right?
Yeah, he'd like to set up a basketball game between North Korea and Guam.
I'd like to see a 1-on-1 with Trump and Kim Jong-un.
I'd like that.
I mean, Trump's got a little more height. Trump's 6'3 or something like that. But he's definitely winded. But I'm guessing the fat Korean guy's pretty winded, too. So there could be a bad game.
Yeah.
Fun to watch.
I still think Un is just a little bit quicker.
He might be. He's younger.
Yeah.
He's definitely younger.
He is younger.
So he might be quicker.
Yeah, but Trump's got the height advantage. So he can
he can run around his ass.
Yeah.
Trump is just full of Diet Cokes and bad food, man. He's bad shape.
Yeah, if he's got the shot and the quicks, he should be able to make it.
Yeah. I hear that.
Dennis Rodman says it's a way to try and diffuse dangerous tensions by having a basketball game between North Korea and Guam.
And Guam?
Guam.
Because that's where the missiles are aimed?
Yeah, they want to shoot the missiles.
Well, he mentioned that once.
And Guam's a U.S. territory? Okay.
He mentioned it once. Now, of course, they can hit New York if they want.
But. See, I don't know. You get pissed off. People get pissed off when their sports teams lose. Yeah, but wouldn't that just cause more damage?
They don't want to play New York.
No.
Yeah. No. Get some of those guys from the playground.
Although kicking North Korea's ass.
Yeah, they'd rather go after Guam.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm sure there are some Guamers that can play ball, too.
Are they called Guamers?
Guamers, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure the North Koreans can, too, the ones they feed.
Probably.
Guam looks beautiful. I saw house hunters on Guam one day, and they're looking for houses. People were moving to Guam.
Did it come with a bomb shelter?
That's what I mean. It's before the old Trump, before Trump took office, so I guess they're bummed out now. Well, hell, they're doing air raid drills in Hawaii recently, right?
Yeah.
First time since the Cold War.
Testing the sirens again.
Way to test the world.
Actually, they're Guamanians.
Oh, really?
Guamaniacs. Yeah. The Guamaniacs.
I like that one.
I do, too.
Or people. Yeah. You could also call people from Guam people.
Yeah, the island looks beautiful.
Really? Yeah.
The island looks beautiful.
Wow, I did not know.
Seems like it'd be a long flight to get there.
Oh, it's really far away.
So.
It's really far away.
It's not close.
But it's a U.S. province, man.
But a lot of people go places that are really long flights to get there.
Yeah.
But I think you got to stop in Hawaii even to get there, I believe.
Probably.
I don't know if you can fly direct to Guam from L.A. or not. Probably. You can fly to New Zealand or Australia.
Yeah.
Right?
If you want to have crappy sex.
Right.
And who doesn't?
That's what Craig reported yesterday.
New Zealand guys.
New Zealanders are the worst.
Yes. You don't necessarily have to have bad sex in New Zealand. Just don't have it with a New Zealander.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
So if you take your partner along with you, you could have good sex in New Zealand.
That's right.
Right.
Okay.
Assuming your partner does the trick for you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah. Well, good point and a prerequisite. Mm-hmm.
It is.
But I don't recall where the citizens of Guam fell on that scale.
Guamaniacs.
No, I don't know that.
They weren't on that.
Yeah, I don't know that Guamites made it on that list.
Others receiving votes.
Guamers.
Yeah. I mean, that would almost anything would fit with that. Guamites, Guamers.
Guamaniacs.
Guamanians.
Guamaniacs.
That's what Craig said. Yeah. Well, Todd said it was Guamanians, but I think Guamaniacs.
I like the Guamaniacs.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
Dancing on the floor.
Are you surprised that the NFL Network had to suspend a trio of analysts for, sexual harassment?
Oh, we suck at teases, so we mentioned who these guys were.
My boy, Ike Taylor, who used to call the show all the time, which was just really brutal but funny every time he called.
Right.
And because we could only understand every third word, and sometimes he had a bad cell phone, but he was calling out. How did we even get a hold of that guy back in the day?
He
was like a regular weekly caller to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire when he's with the Steelers. Ike Taylor, for no reason, he was like, I think he was excited to be a regular on a show somewhere.
Did his agent approach us?
No, I don't know how we got a hold of him.
No, I think it was an accident. The first time was was some sort of accident where he may have been pimping something.
Yes.
And we got him on for that.
And we got his
asked
number.
Asked him if we could keep calling him.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
And he said, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And we were stunned by that.
I think that's when back when I would say yes to interviews with the cornerbacks for my favorite team. I don't know why. But it was, yeah, we called like every week for like the whole season, I believe.
And then I
told him I'd cry when they won the Super Bowl. And he said, man, dude, you can't cry. He gave me crap for crying. Yeah. I said, and he won the damn thing.
Right.
Whatever. He's a grab ass. I didn't know that. Who else?
No, he's a dink picker, too.
Oh, okay. Was that's illegal?
Yeah.
I love that show.
And Becky was no mood for me to tell her that would be a nice little stocking stuffer for Tyler.
Yeah, like Taylor's dink pic.
His little Steeler display there.
Yeah,
he could have a framed picture of Ike Taylor's dink.
Oh,
now that might have to be on the wall. I'm guessing that's I'm guessing if that's actual size.
And all Becky would have to do is text him with a picture of her. And say, hey, send me a dink pic, and he would gladly do that.
Maybe not today. He got busted, right?
Yeah, sort of.
Marsha Faulk and him, and who else? Who's the third?
She's just got to explain that. Listen, I won't tell anyone. Right. This is for my husband.
Heath Evans, no relation.
Who's he?
The third dude.
I don't know. I don't watch NFL Network much. Petey lives off that network. I didn't know that Ike was even working for them. I've seen Ike on some interview shows where he's talking about football. I guess that would be the reason.
Yeah, he probably does the pre-game show.
Or he's an analyst somewhere during the day.
At 6 a.m. on a Sunday.
There's a bunch of shows all week long anymore.
Heath Evans was a fullback. That's why nobody knows him.
Okay.
Yeah, 01 to 010.
Donovan McNabb, Eric Weinberger.
Oh, them too? McNabb also?
Yeah.
So who they did? Was there a staffer on the NFL Network? Some hot chick they all squeezed on.
Jamie Cantor is one her girl. Name.
And they all just said smart ass stuff to her, like you looking.
She claims she was sexually harassed.
Man, they firing all these guys?
No, they are suspending.
Okay.
Now Donovan McNabb and Eric Weinberger are no longer with the NFL Network. McNabb is with ESPN now.
Okay.
Weinberger is with Bill Simmons Media Group.
Yeah, I'm shocked to hear there's grab-assery going on a sports set.
No way. Ex-jocks?
Well, yeah.
Ex-jocks harassing a hot chick? That never happens.
I mean, but this is going to come out for, theoretically, it could come out for years.
Oh, I know.
Because guys who have any sort of power, who feel like they have any sort of power, many guys who are jocks.
Yeah.
Are going have
actors,
unfortunately,
rock stars, the whole bit, right?
Yes, yeah. And they all have some power, right. Whether it's given to them by money or fame.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, unfortunately, have decided that they were allowed to do these sorts of things for years, and now they're being told that they can't. And we're going to hear about this stuff for years. Now the trouble is, we're going to get tired of hearing about it.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be any number of people who are going to go unheard.
And there's going to be some people that actually really, really were harmed. I'm not saying a woman's not harmed by somebody saying, "Hey, you're looking hot."
Apparently Ike was sending her some videos.
Got it.
Oh.
Of him.
He's in action.
Forward goes then.
Ike in action.
Taking care of himself in the shower.
Really?
Yeah.
But
did she want to see him? I'm just asking.
Apparently not.
Okay, that's the key there.
Craig is correct. There are degrees of harassment. It's you want people to believe, or just when you read things, they want to put it all on a level playing field, and I kind of disagree with that.
So do I, because you know what? That's why the people that are defending Al Franken, now I understand his position and the way the Democrats wanted to take the higher ground. They got rid of him. But, you know, a couple of those, literally, he was grabbing somebody's waist in a photo.
Yeah.
And we're all guilty of that. I'm not saying squeezing it. I'm just saying your hands around somebody's waist.
And I'm so tired of dancing around and being politically correct about this.
So am I. I'm trying to do both, you know?
Yeah.
Because both are true. There's horrible things that have happened to people.
And I think a woman can come out a little better when this, but there's a lot. There have been some women on TV, even liberal women I've seen on TV say, listen, we're discounting, we're making it worse for girls that were really harmed, like molested, abused, sleazed on. When a girl comes out and says, hey, the guy said, how you doing? Grab my waist.
Raped till unconscious.
Whoa.
How about that one?
All right.
Not cool.
Not at all.
No.
You can't do that.
No, not at all.
You can't do that.
Not at all.
That should not be allowed.
Right.
But that should not be equated with...
but we're about to elect a guy...
Put my hand around her waist.
They're about to elect a guy that abused 14-year-old girls, allegedly.
Hopefully they're not going to elect.
Well, it looks like they are.
Now, I'm reading
hopefully not. You're right.
I'm reading through some of the allegations against these guys from the NFL.
What about Faulk? What'd he do?
Apparently he grabbed her boobs.
You can't do that.
And,
grab boobs. No, these are all ones you can't do.
Yeah,
we're saying that.
All the stuff,
and Al Franken didn't do those.
Yeah, all the stuff I'm reading here from these guys would easily violate all of the sexual harassment training you've ever done.
Oh, yeah, okay, got it.
The stuff that they were saying and
doing. I'm not saying.
Way inappropriate.
Yeah. But Craig's right. The stories are going to keep coming and coming and coming, and then people are going to stop paying attention to them. And then when something serious comes out, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, they're all going to go in the same pile.
Yeah. Some of it even goes back to that SNL clip we had where, you know, your dink never needs to be outside your pants at work.
When talking to a coworker in the office, where should you keep your penis?
Excuse me?
Just point on the doll where your penis should be. And remember, there's no wrong answers here, just super wrong answers.
Okay. I would say probably you would keep it in your pants.
Yes, exactly. Your penis never needs to be out of your pants at work.
Is that question really on the quiz? Does that really help?
Yeah, Colin, some people need that.
they're gonna bring her back.
Yeah, but then
that character back.
There was a sketch last weekend involving Kenan Thompson, who is a grab ass but an old guy that all the
it's
women
funny.
In the office seemed to love.
We played little clips off the air yesterday. It was tough to explain. And Franco was the boss who they were just calling him a creep.
Yeah, and you know that guy exists.
Oh, I know he does.
There's a guy who kind of harasses women, but they don't mind because he's a cute old man or he's funny.
Right.
Or there's some quality about him that they tolerate it from him, but not from some other guy.
Yeah, that was a great bit.
I mean, there's a double standard that exists within that.
It sounds like these guys from NFL Network had a little bit of a problem understanding they weren't in the locker room anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, business environment.
They were ex-jocks where chicks wanted them all the time when he played ball. Now they're not playing ball and they're still famous.
Yeah, but they're on TV, so they
got
some power.
I'm saying that. Yeah, but they...
Yeah, so the jock mentality still exists.
You still can't whip your dink out at work.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
These guys have never worked a normal job.
Yep. Went from being college studs to NFL studs, that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. They've been pandered to since they were in high school, more than likely.
But like you said,
junior high. But
the president has 17 accusers and nobody cares, you know?
Well, it's different with politicians.
And it shouldn't be.
Well,
it's not, apparently, because Franklin's out. He's out of a job. Franklin's out of a job. Conyers left. You know, Conyers was obviously a freak.
Yeah, but people elect them.
I know, and they don't care.
And
unless it's their 14-year-old daughter. Maybe they'll care.
Al Franken could have stayed.
I think he could have too, but the left pushed him out. The left pushed him out.
I know. Al Franken should have waited till the results of today's election.
Oh, I think so. They've been saying, if he wins this election, don't pack your bags, Al. Stay. But they want to use this. If it wins, the Democrats want to use this strategically to run against pedophiles for the next in 2018. And they're going to run that commercial everywhere.
Now, there's a pretty good chance that nobody's going to run any pedophiles in the future.
No, you're right. But this guy's going to they're going to seat this guy. They're not even talking about not seating him if he wins. They're talking about maybe not giving him any committee, maybe some no committee appointments. But Pence has to swear him in. So they're mainstream Republicans, and there are a lot out there. I'm defending some of them are saying no, we can't do this. Condoleezza Rice. An Alabama resident.
Yeah, but they need the votes.
Well, Trump needs the votes.
Yeah.
But there are mainstream Republicans saying we can't do this, including the other senator from Alabama, who's a conservative Republican, saying we can't elect this guy. But the mentality is, you can't tell us. Well, guess what they're going to do? Toyota's pulling a bunch of money out of Alabama if he wins and sending it to North Carolina for some reason. Oh, I know why. Because doesn't look good. Doesn't look good for companies. And Republicans are about money, man. And they're afraid.
Well, we'll see how their voters are.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's what counts.
Yeah. No, I think they're
the voters don't care about money. They do care about infrastructure and money, but they...
No, they're going to be defiant.
Yeah, well, it's rural counties, as usual, are showing up in droves.
You can't tell me what to do.
That's exactly right. Rural counties in Alabama, they showed the blue section of Alabama, and they're just the cities, Huntsville and Birmingham.
Washington, D.C. snubs can't tell us what to do.
We're allowed to date 14-year-olds.
I'm going
to
vote Roy Moore.
Right.
You've been discriminating against
us. By the way, not just the pedophilia, alleged pedophilia and child molesting. He's a horrible man. He's a bigot.
Yeah, but, people have forgotten about that.
Yeah, people forgot about that.
Even the Republicans kicked him out.
Right.
We're not real big on his on his policies
from
either.
Being a judge.
Right. His crappy policies. I mean, his pedophilia. Alleged pedophilia has kind of overshadowed his crappy policies.
Yeah, the gays should be arrested for having gay sex, and blacks were better off during slavery.
This
I can't believe I just said that out loud, and that was somebody's position.
Right.
And he might win.
In 2017.
And he might be a U.S.
That
senator.
Was somebody's position.
Right, right.
Farrah Abraham, former teen mom, hosting an XXXmas party.
Yeah.
Shot at me.
At the Las Vegas stripper institution Crazy Horse 3.
Of course she is.
Her rider includes neon panties and a vajazzle kit.
Well, those are good little stocking snuffers.
Snuffers?
Snuffers?
Snuffers.
We got to get her in the show.
A vajazzle kit?
Yeah, we can get her for the
show. Rhinestones with a JJ? Is that like a rhinestone gun?
I don't know if it's a gun.
That would hurt your lips,
glue.
Right? Yeah, that would hurt your lips.
Yeah, a glue gun.
I hope so.
I don't know if you're gluing stuff
you
up.
You don't want to pierce that
there.
Bear with rhinestones.
Yeah, she's also getting a pre-planned appointment with an affluent med spa for service of a couple of syringes of Sculpta facial filler.
You had me at facial.
Plus collagen breast-firming gel mask and... $3,000 in diamond dollars to tip the other performers that are there.
This chick knows how to keep her name alive and money. In that,
she
says she's not a porn
barely
star.
Scraping.
Yeah, I don't know. She's on TV
she's
still.
She's clawing.
Yeah. Yeah, she's trying to keep that fame going.
She is clawing to keep the fame going.
That reality fame, she's really clawing to keep it going.
And she's asking for a California sushi roll. For her rider at the XXXmas party.
What are they paying her? They don't say that, right?
I don't know.
They're not saying that, right?
I don't know, but it's got to be several thousand dollars.
She used to abandon.
I'd love to have her on the show. We've had fun with her name and everything, but she's a local. I think her family still lives here.
Oh, she also wants $3,000 in Crazy Horse 3 diamond dollars to tip performers.
Is that like Chuck E. Cheese tokens and Bitcoin?
No.
I think so.
No, I think it's to help out the...
No, not
the,
Bitcoin.
The girls.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. Yeah. You said the diamond chip, the money you get.
Yeah,
those
it's
things.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese tokens, I think.
How do you roll them in a garter belt?
Yeah. What can the performers then do with it?
Cash it in for real cash.
Yeah, turn it in for cash.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe...
Yeah, they have that kind of... They do it that way now. They take...
It's probably safer than having dollars all over the place.
Yeah, it's script.
Well, and the company can just know exactly who's getting what.
Right.
They
know
how much
they sold. Yeah.
They can keep track of their tips.
So you don't hide it in an orifice or something.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.